More details at srnnews.com.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. 1,500 of the latest and greatest games, horse and greyhound racing, sports parlay, big jackpots. You can be a winner, too, at Victory Land Casino.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If you're still looking for some nice summertime downpours, this forecast is for you. There will be a generous supply of showers and storms, hit or miss variety, each day, today, tomorrow, and Thursday. They will be random, but there will be locally heavy downpours in spots. They'll fade out in the overnight hours. Temperatures, not too bad. Around 91 today, low tonight in the low 70s. Will be 90 to 92 for a high Wednesday and Thursday. Then the storms start to thin out, become more widely scattered by Friday and Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors wishes you safe travels out there. Stay safe and remember to buckle up. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
For Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Montgomery police are investigating a homicide this morning. They found a man shot to death in the 300 block of Chase Street yesterday. Details of that shooting are under investigation. The Montgomery Police Department held a press conference yesterday to tout a big drug roundup. Drugs included marijuana, fentanyl, crack cocaine, powder cocaine, pharmaceutical drugs, and estimated to be worth nearly $85,000. Stolen guns were also seized, as well as $23,000 in cash. The drug bust occurred last Friday in the 2400 block of East 5th Street. 8 arrests have been made thus far. And former Tuskegee Police Chief Leon Frazier passed away over the weekend. Frazier became chief in 1999. He had previously served as a chief in Dayton, Ohio. Frazier was a revered civil rights worker, community activist, photographer, and newspaper publisher. He's survived by his wife of 34 years, 6 children, and 20 grandchildren. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Do you have a cell phone or tablet that isn't charging, dying fast, or maybe the screen is damaged? Don't get suckered into buying a new one. XI Repair can fix your current device same day and in under 30 minutes. Their certified technicians fix and recover data from thousands of cell phones, computers, tablets, game consoles, and drones 7 days a week. Give them a call today at 334-777-1234 or visit them online at xirepair.com.
Hi, folks, this is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. If your AC system is not meeting your expectations, call us today. Our certified HVAC technicians specialize in perfecting your comfort. Family owned and operated for over 20 years with same-day service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. Count on the professionals for all of your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. Visit ClarkComfort.com to learn more. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Whatever it takes to make you smile. Alabama certification number 99004.
Hey, I got a question for you. You hate bending over to put on your shoes? Wish you could just put them on standing or sitting without ever having to touch them? If so, then I have the shoe for you. Introduce the new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. With new Skechers Slip-ins, you just step in and off you go. You don't even need to lace up. So how do Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide right into place. So just step in them and go. Find new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Man, I slept.
New ZzzQuil Pure Z's Restorative Herbal Sleep is made for people who are tired of being tired.
I've never slept like this before. I've never woken up like this before.
A melatonin-free sleep aid made with a botanical blend that contains clinically studied and effective valerian root, hops, and passionflower, shown to help promote better restorative sleep. ZzzQuil Pure Z's Restorative Herbal Sleep. Sleep this good. Feel this good. Available at retailers near you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. What's the line? Maybe the theme of the day. They even cracked into my safe. They even broke into my safe, to be exact. Those are the words the 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, Mar-a-Lago raided last night by the FBI, learning more details as we speak. And to join us to talk about it is tradition now on Tuesday mornings. We have Judge Andrew Napolitano. Judge, how are you?
Oh, good, Joey. I like the haircut.
Oh, thank you. I was tired. It was getting out in the way. Well, I saw you did a late night missive on this as it broke, and I saw your breakdown, but just your general reaction to this FBI raid on the president's home.
Well, my first reaction was, you know, the former president is the subject of three criminal investigations. Which one is this? You could easily exclude the one in Atlanta because that's not federal. This probably has nothing to do with January 6th. Now we know from words that were exchanged at the time of the raid and overheard by his staff and revealed to media that this is about classified documents that the former president took with him when he left the White House. So it's the morning of January 20th, 2021. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. There are 3 hours left to Trump's presidency. He gets on Air Force One and he has classified documents with him. He can do that at the time. He's the president. He can take them, he can move them, he can declassify them. At some point in time while he's in the air between Washington and Miami, he's no longer the president. He no longer has his classified security clearance. He's no longer entitled to the documents. 2 weeks later, the National Archives comes looking for, after they did a survey of what was left in the White House, looking for the documents, and Trump says they're mine, and the archives says no, they're not, and the archives calls the DOJ, and the DOJ is negotiating with Trump. And during the course of those negotiations, identifying documents, and Trump is agreeing and turning them over. But during the negotiation, they secretly went to a federal judge and persuaded the federal judge of the following: that a crime was committed, not necessarily by Trump, but by somebody, and that in Mar-a-Lago and in the safe in Mar-a-Lago is evidence of the crime called probable cause. The federal judge agreed with what these FBI agents and a federal prosecutor there with them said under oath, signed the search warrant, and 50 FBI agents showed up at 6 in the morning. They called the Secret Service saying, we're on our way. Here's a copy of the search warrant. Don't interfere with us and don't let anybody leave the premises. Now, they waited until the president was not there. If he was there, they probably would have said, Mr. President, would you open the safe? If you don't want to open it, that guy right there is a locksmith who will get us into the safe. But they didn't give him that luxury. So there's a couple of things here. One, this could only have been approved by Merrick Garland himself, the Attorney General of the United States. Two, there must be something there because at a case of this magnitude, every I would be dotted and every T would be crossed by the federal prosecutors who approached the federal judge, by the FBI agents who testified before him or her, and by the judge, him or herself, not wanting to be embarrassed, humiliated, or reversed by an appellate court should this search warrant have been granted on the basis of frivolous evidence. Now, sometimes it is. Sometimes search warrants are granted on the basis of frivolous evidence. The frivolity of the evidence or the inaccuracy of the evidence, it isn't made manifest until after the search warrant is executed. We won't know what these FBI agents told this federal judge, or even who the judge is, unless and until it is leaked or someone, Donald Trump or someone else, is prosecuted and all this information comes out in court.
Well, and it looks like, yes,
what they did to Donald Trump happens every day of the week in the United States of America. And unless you are victimized by this, you don't realize it. This is the heaviest, harshest hand of law enforcement when they have a warrant that says by breaking if necessary. They probably had a battering ram with them in case Trump's people refuse to open the front door.
Again, folks, we're talking to Judge Andrew Napolitano. You can always go to judgenap.com or check out his podcast. Sometimes he'll even put some out late night when there's breaking news. Judging Freedom, wherever podcasts are available, I tend to watch on the YouTube or TikTok some these days. It broke this morning. I think Miranda Devine of the New York Post is reporting it. And I'm looking also at a story from the National Pulse. That the judge is Bruce Reinhart, a magistrate judge down there. Actually, interesting enough, a former attorney for Jeffrey Epstein at one point. The plot thickens in that regard. I'm sure people will have a field day with that sort of little fact. But what about...
A magistrate judge is not an Article III judge, meaning a magistrate judge is not a federal judge appointed by a president and confirmed by the Senate. A magistrate judge is a judge designated by the federal district court judges. So he serves for a term of 10 years. He has absolute authority to do this. And because federal judges don't like to be bothered with this on a Sunday afternoon or something, they have magistrate judges to do it. But you are talking to one of the few judges in the United States who would turn these people down when they would show up in an emergency application. Otherwise, you could count on one hand and not use all your fingers the judges that say, no, I'm not signing this search warrant.
And you were one of them. This is why I love you so much, sir. But, I mean, you have covered, of all people as well, you have covered the FBI's abuses going back to the Patriot Act. I'm sure even before that, there were problems at the FBI. I've got clips I'm going to play later of Dr. Ron Paul even talking to William F. Buckley Jr. in 1988 about the existence of the FBI and what they do. What you said they do this all the time to everyday people. Is there something...
When I say they, I mean law enforcement. Most of these searches by breaking, you know, they're not knocking very politely. They're showing up to break down the door. If you, most of these searches by breaking are done by local and state police. But the FBI does do it if they feel it's necessary. They obviously didn't break down Trump's door because the Secret Service physically, literally opened it for them.
Right. Well, you a few weeks ago we were talking, you said if Merrick Garland ever brought charges against the former president, that would be breaking with a lot of precedent. Maybe it's not written down somewhere. But you said Merrick Garland would probably have been the one to have approved this. So it's unique that this is a former president, and in particular this former president. You're hearing folks saying this is a crossing the Rubicon moment on a lot of cable news, post-constitutional moment. Some are saying, do you think this reaction is warranted, especially by those in the Trump world?
I don't. I understand their political anger, and I have some of that myself. But I know the way it works. This was done in accordance with the Constitution. The Fourth Amendment specifically says that if the search warrant specifically describes the place to be searched or the person or thing to be seized, and if it's based on probable cause, demonstrated under oath, meaning the FBI agents literally testified before this federal judge, then it's lawful. I don't agree with this procedure, but it is lawful under the Constitution. The political argument, of course, is the Democrats want to do everything they can to prevent him from running, and they'd like him either to be indicted or, beyond their wildest dreams, convicted of some crime so his name can't appear on ballots.
Now, you're hearing some Republicans make noises that they want to hearings and oversight investigations and even this crazy word called reform of the FBI because of this. Reform to me is too small a word, and it's not even this one thing that happened at Mar-a-Lago last night. It's what we've talked about over the last few months with what the FBI has been up to, in particular the Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping case is one instance. You've laid out others to me on these airwaves. I mean, where are we at with the FBI and federal law enforcement?
Much of the animosity that libertarians and now Trump supporters have towards the FBI really should be towards the DOJ. I mean, the FBI is toothless without the DOJ. The FBI can't go to a judge and get a search warrant. Only the DOJ can. The FBI can't search premises on their own. They can only do it when the DOJ tells them to go there. The FBI works for the DOJ. Having said that, there are 5,500 federal criminal statutes. In my opinion, all but two are unconstitutional.
Hear, hear.
The only two that are constitutional are debasing the currency, that is printing fake money, and treason. Why? Because those are the only two articulated in the Constitution. Everything else should be a state crime. Is the FBI, is the existence of it constitutional? Absolutely not. So I agree with Ron Paul. It shouldn't be reformed. It should be disbanded. Because much of what the feds, much of what the DOJ does should be done by state prosecutors, subject to what the public wants. You want to live in a state where the government is heavy-handed? Come to New Jersey. You want to live in a state where you have more freedom and the government is more respectful of people? Go to New Hampshire or go to Texas. I mean, you can vote with your feet. But you can't escape the FBI if they're going to behave like this. There should be no FBI. If you chronicled all the crimes they committed, going back to the pre-Hoover era, going back to Woodrow Wilson, who dispatched the precursor of the FBI to arrest Princeton students for reciting the Declaration of Independence aloud outside of draft offices, you get a picture for how they think they're doing the bidding of whoever runs the executive branch. And none of this is contemplated or authorized by the Constitution.
Hear, hear.
And by the way, 87,000 IRS agents isn't contemplated by the Constitution either.
I was about to go to that. You know, I want to say real quick, though, I'm very happy to see, especially Trump world conservatives I've talked to and known for over a decade now, they're starting to wake up to this isn't just something happening now as much as people are making noises on cable news. These sorts of abuses in different forms and fashion have been going on for a century. And these are unconstitutional things, and you're starting to see the ugly fruit of what some men call, well, necessity. It's an awful thing.
What they did to Donald Trump, they do to citizens every day of the week. Look at the Breonna Taylor case, the EMS agent was asleep with a boyfriend in her house, and the police raided the wrong apartment. Yeah. They shot a gun. Her boyfriend thought they were thugs. He shot a gun through the door. The police shot back and killed Breonna. Now it turns out that they lied to the judge that gave them the search warrant. And now they're all on trial for doing that. Unfortunately, she's dead, and the lies didn't come out till 2.5 years after she was dead. If some FBI agent lied to this magistrate judge on Sunday or whenever he signed the warrant, that would not be made known until after the harm to the victim, Donald Trump, has already occurred.
Well, and on the IRS, 87,000 new agents, the Democrats' talking point is that it's to go after millionaires and billionaires. Yeah, right. But, you know, also over the years, they've been stockpiling ammunition. Why the heck does the IRS need ammunition? And also, why do they need 87,000 new agents?
Because the government likes to intimidate. We are slowly creeping away from democracy and towards totalitarianism. And that's what these agents will bring. And to those Democratic members of Congress who say, if you didn't do anything wrong, you have nothing to worry about, BS. They have not experienced an autopsy without benefit of death. That's what an IRS audit is known as, an autopsy without benefit of death.
It
hasn't happened to me, thanks be to God, but it's happened to a lot of people, and the agents have carte blanche as to who they choose to target with this.
Yeah, I was furious yesterday. I almost lost this job. I had to watch myself. The bill that was passed is absolute monstrosity, especially through that reconciliation process. And I really am worried. You know, I am in that camp, and I think a lot of people that founded this nation, at least drafted that Constitution, would say necessity sometimes means a man must act like a beast, especially rulers. They must be able to, you know, be strong when they need to be, and sometimes even lie. I know that's a part of the some traditions, but it seems the necessary time keeps getting expanded. You covered this in your column last week, why presidents kill, because they can, right? And we're seeing more and more across the board that, well, we had to do this, it was necessary, and it's like men are just becoming more beastly as we go on.
Yes. These are very, they're one of the things that Trump said. Many of his statements in his angry statement last night are true.
Yeah.
Some are opinions, some are absolute facts. His opinion that these are dark times, in my case, is not an opinion. It's an accurate statement of the country in which we live, socially, culturally, politically, legally, constitutionally. These are very dark times, and Jefferson predicted this. In the long march of history, government would grow and liberty would shrink. And we're seeing that right before our very eyes, Joey. I'm happy we still have the freedom of speech. But be careful if you give an opinion that some crazy court will say you're not allowed to have, like Alex Jones. They'll bankrupt you. I don't agree with what Alex said, but it's an opinion. Opinions are protected. You and I are in the business of giving our opinions. We shouldn't have to fear that someone's going to sue us because they were offended by our opinions. The First Amendment protects opinions.
Hear, hear. My personality, what there is of it, is all I have in this world, so I hope they don't sue me.
Your personality is an enormous and most enviable asset.
Well, on that note, thank you for coming on, sir. Again, Judge Napolitano. Really do appreciate
next
the time.
Week, my man. It's a joy no matter what we talk about.
Yes, sir. Have a good one. Again, that's Judge Andrew Napolitano. Check him out at judgenap.com. Or you can always check out the podcast, Judging Freedom, 272-9228, if you want to get in on the program. Eddie, how you doing this morning?
Doing good, man. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm
a little better than yesterday, I hope.
Yeah, I was just in a mood yesterday. And also, it was miserable news seeing these bills passed through that reconciliation process. But it's almost like the things we have been saying on the show, and we're not alone. There's a whole, say, new right out there.
Yeah.
A growing new coalition on the right. It's not just Reagan Republicans or Christian conservatives. There are libertarians, and there are folks that are disaffected liberals who are no longer Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people waking up to the reality of what this federal government is and has become. And this raid definitely comes across as more evidence to add. Trump's presidency began while he was under an investigation by the FBI using the powers of the National Security Surveillance State. Some of the most top secret programs in this country leaked to the top prestige newspapers. Trump was accused of high treason, of working with the Russians to steal an election. He was accused of being Putin's puppet. And not only was the accusation made, again, they used top-level law enforcement to go after him. What did they have to show for it? Was all that justified?
No.
No. Then you're seeing reports in the New Yorker that General Mark Milley and so many other generals were constantly lying and deceiving the president.
Where are they at today?
Oh, they're still in charge. Or they have great positions in top universities. I might even watch some of theirs podcast. H.R. McMaster's on with the Stanford one. When you see evidence right before your eyes that there is an entrenched government, it's not even deep. It's not even hidden. It's right there out in the open. There's an entrenched government and interests that do not want to budge or move no matter what you vote for. And they will use their power supposedly to take out bad guys, domestic and abroad. Well,
What if they start to think you're the bad guy? That's where we're at. Now, Republicans are a lot of talk, talk, talk. They've talked about reforming this, reforming that, all the noises they made about the FISA court when Trump was being spied on. Yeah, talk, 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 talk. And it is interesting that the one person who was silent last night in the Republican Party, I bet you could guess it, Eddie, Mitch McConnell. He had nothing to say.
Really?
I tip my hat to say this Senator Tuberville, Katie Britt, who's the presumed senator from Alabama, put out a great statement as well. And across the board, there are a lot of Republicans waking up. Kevin McCarthy talking about investigating. But it can't just be talk. Or hauling the FBI director in front of you and yelling at him while nothing changes.
Yeah, but they
or hauling the attorney general in front of you and nothing changes.
They yell at him in front of the people, so it makes them feel powerful.
What will get their attention is take away their money. What will get their attention is say, we're going to completely upend and change these structures. The way things have been done for, say, the last 50, 60 years, in many people's minds, is already unconstitutional. That a lot of the 20th century has been an abuse of power and expansion by those who want power. But the Constitution can be realized in all sorts of ways. You can defend this homeland without the Department of Homeland Security. You can stop criminals that cross state lines without a huge federal apparatus of law enforcement. You can defend this nation without having troops in every foreign land across the globe while threatening the second and third largest militaries on Earth. You could do a lot of these things that the Constitution calls for. Whether promoting the general prosperity, the general welfare, defending this nation, and bringing us together as a community. But the way this Leviathan government is acting right now, it is not bringing us together as a community. That we can agree on. It's tearing us apart. The good news is more and more people are waking up. And we must demand more than just talk. And I say that advisedly as somebody who talks for a living. 272-9228. We got to hit this break real quick. But first, this part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. So men, you need to listen up. You've been feeling run down, sluggish, low libido even. That's no fun.
Mm-mm.
Just no energy, no motivation, no drive. Maybe you're going to the gym all the time, but you're not gaining muscle. You're actually losing muscle mass and getting fatter around the middle. You're falling asleep at odd times early in the day. It could be low T, low testosterone. And they have low T treatments there at Montgomery Men's Health that can truly change your life. So if you want to find out, if you, say, have any of these symptoms and feeling tired and run down, you can always go to Montgomery Men's Health, and for only $99 in about an hour, you can know your numbers. And if you do have low testosterone numbers, these treatments can help you. I mean, there's stuff that's a lighter touch that more enhances your body's natural hormone production, or there's stuff like direct injections, outpatient surgery even. I think it's like pellets that are installed. Depends on where you are in life and what's right for you, how low your testosterone is. But whatever treatment you end up going with, most men after treatment experience higher energy, better gains in the gym.
Brother, brother.
That's right, brother. Better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, which is a massive thing for long and healthy living. And you might even notice an increased sex drive.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that at all. So call Montgomery Men's Health today. It's 440-3663, 440-3663, or go to montgomerymenshealth.com and be sure to tell them that Joey from News and Views sent you. More News and Views from 9 till noon. We have Stephanie Smith, writer for 1819 News,
right.
Also with the Thatcher Coalition, and just great. She's fantastic. We'll have her on the other side of the break.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk.
Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan. EARL, for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with Thor.
Hey man, what's shaking?
Now Thor, I understand you are the god of thunder.
That's right man, me and Mjolnir have power over thunder and lightning and stuff like that, you know?
So I guess you don't have time to worry about money matters.
No man, that's why we have David Earnest.
You mean the people of Asgard use David Earnest as their financial guy?
Oh yeah man, everybody knows the numbers. Like 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
There you have it, folks. Direct from the God of Thunder.
Yeah, man. That's me.
You know, I saw your last movie, and it seemed to me you got roughed up a little more than you usually do.
Yeah, man. It was a rough shoot.
Yeah. I'll bet some mornings you were pretty Thor. Why did you throw your hammer?
Just move over about 2 inches. You'll find out.
Alabama News Network brings you news from where you live. What does that mean? It means that if you watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32, you'll see stories from local places with local people. We're in your neighborhoods to find the stories that matter to you. If you want your news local, then watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32 and see the difference. That's what we mean when we say that Alabama News Network brings you news from where you live.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Kennedy for Alabama is a political talk show where we discuss the real issues impacting our Alabama communities. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 or find us online at kennedyforalabama.org.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
The better than normal rain chances will stick around for much of this week, at least through Thursday. Temperatures not too bad. Today's high around 91, low tonight in the low 70s. But each day, today, tomorrow, and Thursday, a generous supply of those random hit or miss showers and storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, with locally heavy downpours in some towns. Generally speaking, they fade out in the overnight hours. Then look for storms to become more widely scattered in nature by Friday and Saturday. Fewer storms. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is how you conduct yourself in a democracy.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader's in the house.
Hey, Joey.
And on the phone, we have Stephanie Holden-Smith. We got to know each other through 1819 News. Stephanie, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning, Joey.
Good morning. And so you've been listening in, I hear. What's your reaction to this news that broke last night with the raid on Mar-a-Lago?
Yeah, I wish I could say I was surprised. But as somebody, as you are as well, as somebody who, you know, leans heavily toward freedom, this is not, you know, it's surprising in that it was done to someone who's a potential candidate, someone who's a former president. But it's not a surprise, kind of the lawlessness of the legal and law enforcement community at this point. You know, you've got Merrick Garland as AG, who, you know, sent out letters saying soccer moms are basically domestic terrorists for attending school board meetings. You know, this is a political organization. The DOJ is a political organization at this point, and they're acting like a political organization.
Yeah, the neutrality is just not there. And I'm starting to wonder, I need to start reading more history books. When was it ever there?
Right.
I mean, it seems, okay, like on certain issues, there's stuff that people really appreciate the FBI on, working with local law enforcement, especially like kidnapping cases, let's say, unless mm-hmm. it's, you know, the governor of Michigan. then they really work with their local law enforcement on those cases.
A little too closely there.
But on certain big issues, especially the ones that touch at the center of power, I'm thinking this has never been neutral.
Right. It makes you start to question everything, and it makes you start to question, you know, how often the tail has been wagging the dog. And you can go down a rabbit hole and not come up for air. But it is one of those things to me that I agreed with what the judge said as far as, you know, we're moving from basically what I would term soft totalitarianism to hard totalitarianism. We've seen this in our daily lives, but it hasn't affected a lot of us in our daily lives. And so we're like, oh yeah, that's somebody else. Oh, that's their problem. That's, you know, that guy getting fired for not saying the right pronoun, or that kid getting disciplined for not accepting furries in his sixth grade classroom. But when it doesn't personally affect you, it's easy to dismiss, and then all of a sudden, it's personally affecting a lot of people, and I think that's what's causing people to wake up.
Now, and one thing, this has just become a constant theme of the show, is Republicans talk a good game sometimes, but so often, I've been through a few of these election cycles now, they just come up short. It's all talk, 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 and they never really pull something off.
Yeah, I mean, one of my favorite books that I've read in the last year or two through the COVID nonsense was Live Not by Lies by Rod Dreher, and it's one of those things that neither side is adhering to that principle, meaning, you know, Republicans tend to play to the base for the primary, put whatever in their mailers or on their ads that they think will play well to the Republican base, and then you know, they shift back toward the middle, and the middle right now is, you know, has taken a left turn. You know, the window and the dynamic has shifted. So, but that's one of those things that I think, like I said, is coming kind of home to roost for a lot of people. And the changing of definitions, kind of forced lying,
right,
that we're susceptible to now, just kind of, you know, in our society on a daily basis, is one of those things that people just kind of feel those sands shifting underneath their feet.
Well, and wouldn't you get people to debase themselves or demoralize themselves by saying things they know is not true just to go along to get along? That's one of the better tactics, is the more the government, any government, has to use outright violence or outright shows of force, they actually, if there's a price to that, I think it creates resentment and they lose credibility in the eyes of the population. But if you can kind of subtly get people to self-censor and do it to themselves, that seems to be what's going on these days.
Yeah, it seems to me like that is what's going on. I mean, you and I would probably agree that the reason the government has the power it has is because of the Bureau of the Gun. Whether or not it be the new 87,000 IRS agents with ammo and guns, or just kind of, you know, the amalgam, they have the power because they have the power of, you know, the guns, and that question of violence. But the interesting thing to me is this shift toward corporations and institutions, including our own education systems, to, you know, have that soft totalitarian creep and really condition our kids to live with lies in their daily life, And the question to me is, what does that look like down the road when you have an entire generation of people who can't identify what's the truth and what is not the truth?
Well, especially just in a phrase, if liberty and justice for all has changed to equity and justice for all and equal outcomes, there's not much of a limiting principle there. And I was going to bring up the education system. I saw, of all people, Vice President Harris holding a big conference about, what do they call it, reproductive rights or abortion, with university presidents. Mm-hmm. And the university system, I still think there's some worth there. I enjoyed my time at Auburn, but it's also, you see a lot of people come out of that system, and they're maybe not purple-haired swamp walruses at the end of it, but they end up with certain ideas that just are contrary to not only their parents, but it's not just the universities now. You're starting to see it. I know you have a lot of kids. You're starting to see it at much lower levels, in grade school even.
Right. There don't seem to be any limitations to it at this point. And to me, the really concerning thing is this muddying of definitions. And the idea that, you know, CRT is not CRT and SEL is not SEL and DEI is not DEI and all those acronyms equal the same thing, which is a worldview that most people don't agree with. And so the interesting thing to me watching kids go through the public school system is that a lot of these lies are being perpetuated from very young ages. We're even talking about kids in Pennsylvania this past week. The Department of Education in Pennsylvania declared that three-year-olds can declare themselves transgender.
What?
We're talking about three-year-old children. I don't have a three-year-old right now. My youngest is six. But if I asked my six-year-old what gender was, he would look at me and be like, it's just not a term that most kids are familiar with unless it's been fed to them. So, but it's interesting, bringing it to Alabama, it's happening here too. We have this false idea that, we don't live in New Jersey, we don't live in Pennsylvania, we don't live in California, we're safe here. We're safe here as a conservative state, and it's just not true. It's just not true. The Mountain Brook School System sent out a survey this summer, and I would like to, and I know people don't like to be read to, but I can't say this any better than the way they said it. At the top of the page, it says, test. Before taking this test, please note, this isn't a survey, and these aren't questions. These are propositions. The question of logic of individual ones that irritate you is to miss the point. Some propositions are extreme and some are moderate. That's how we can show you whether or not you're extreme. Your responses should not be overthought. Some of them are intentionally vague. The purpose is to trigger reactions in your mind, measuring feelings and prejudices, rather than understanding detailed opinions on policy. Then it goes on to ask about globalization, Christian nationalism, whether or not it's foolish to be proud of your country, whether or not race is a superior quality of people or not, and goes on to even talk about things like, should land be a commodity that is bought and sold and owned by individuals? What do you think about people with personal fortunes who manipulate the money supply? It is incredible that this stuff is being sent out to high school kids.
So this is being sent to the kids in the Mountain Brook system. I was wondering, was it the kids or the parents?
Kids. This was sent to kids on a digital format. And so the only way this, you know, it's not a piece of paper, it's not curriculum, it's not documentable, but this is a survey, but they're not allowed to give surveys. So they say, hey, this is not a survey, this is a test, which I would rather have a survey than a test. A test means graded, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, but to me, it's so interesting because it's an end run. It's a way around, trying to get around the laws and the recommendations that we've tried to put in place to shield kids from this kind of stuff. What are they doing with this? What are they doing with this data?
Well, and my reaction to something like that, just in the way you've described it, I haven't read it myself, this is extreme stuff. Like, sure. It goes back to our point about this isn't neutral. They constantly try to make the point that, we're the scientific experts, not just say when it comes to virology and COVID, so much so we'll go find bat viruses and then create diseases out of the bat viruses that we couldn't solve with our bat virus, you know, research. Billions dead, but also scientific expertise when it comes to teaching children. But they're not being neutral. They're not being scientific. They're pushing a particular ideology.
Right. And they're trying to do it behind parents' backs. And they're manipulating the definitions in order to do so. Now, the interesting thing is some of our mutual friends at API have sent out a survey to state and local school board members, of which there are 600 in the state of Alabama, asking them some basic questions about their belief systems. And we're having a hard time getting those surveys back. So they want to survey children, but they don't want to receive a survey themselves or explain what their thought processes are, even though they're elected or appointed officials over these systems.
That's crazy. Do you have a copy of, like, a digital copy of that?
I sure do. I'll text it to you.
Yeah, please do, because I got to see that for myself. I'm like, what sort of Orwellian nightmare
is this?
It's just
one of those things, you see it and you're like, wait, what? I mean, you know, you think it's a joke, but I know the child that this went to personally.
Now, in the beginning of it, sounds like, you know, that scene in The Matrix. This is there is no spoon. The spoon doesn't exist. It's like, what sort of POMO, you know, simulacrum? Anyway.
It really does read like a joke. You'll laugh out loud when you see it, except it's infuriating. It literally says test in bold, and then it says, before taking the test, please note that this isn't a survey and these aren't questions.
Well, I'm going to see if you send that to me. What I'm going to do is I'm going to test my sidekick here, Eddie Bader. He's a full grown man. He should be able to take it. We'll see how extreme he is.
I'll probably fail.
Well, the interesting thing is, you know, of course, there's no rubric or metric of how people are going to be graded on it.
Right.
And what are they doing with the data afterwards? Where does this go? Is this in your record? Some of these kids are adults. Are they going to use this in some sort of, you know, Orwellian social credit system moving forward? I mean, I'm not trying to sound crazy, but what's the point of the exercise if there's no point of the exercise?
Well, I think my reaction would be, and maybe it's because I'm privileged and or blessed because I went to Catholic school. Not privileged, I'm blessed. I went to Catholic school.
Okay.
But I would just say I'm not answering your stupid test. Like, you are some of the most unimpressive people I've ever seen. And it's almost like kids are taught to be impressed by mediocre adults, and then it goes from the head of the classroom to the mediocre adult on the TV or on the radio station, in my case. So it's just, it seems like conditioning to me. And I don't know if it would be on somebody's permanent record. I remember that old thing. Yeah. But, this is, it's unnerving that this is being done at such a young age.
Well, you'll appreciate this. I was not in this state, but in elementary school, and it was in the days of, you know, the nuclear war scare tactics. Mm. And the way I started to question all government, including my teachers and administrators, was that we were told that we could get a book, put it on our head, and sit under our desk, and that would protect us from the nuclear holocaust. And I looked at my teacher, and I was like, are you serious? And I was in third grade, and thus began my healthy question for authority.
Well, I like that. I think this is partly why I like you, and I'm enjoying getting to talk to you every week now. Folks, you need to check out 1819 News, especially for Stephanie Holden Smith's op-eds. They're fantastic, thoughtful. She brings a lot of detailed knowledge to not only politics in general, but state government as well. So I always appreciate your time, Stephanie. We'll talk again soon, next week.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. And they're at Physical Prattville. Dawn Sexton and her team can help you. Well, get your balance back.
That'd
get
be nice.
Walking ability back. All you got to do to get the process going is call them at 595-9990. And ask about a free balance test.
That seems pretty simple.
Yeah, just say, listen to that Joey guy on the radio talk about you guys. He said something about a free balance test. And and so they'll invite you in, set you up a good time to do that test. It's a quick, easy test. They get you a baseline score at 18 points. So maybe you start with 8 out of 18 points.
You got a chance for improvement right there.
Right, and they'll start to pinpoint what might be causing your imbalances. Could be psychological, like you tripped and fell. and you're just not as sure-footed as you need to be. Could be you injured yourself, like your ankle or your knee, had a mild stroke. Could be a more chronic problem, like a vision problem or an inner ear problem. They'll pinpoint what's causing it, and with cutting-edge technology and therapy, or more traditional therapy, they'll set you up. After a few weeks of that therapy, they'll retest you. So maybe you go from 8 out of 18 to 10 out of 18 or 12 out of 18. It's a great system, keeps everybody accountable, and shows you your improvement and your progress. So again, that number for Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville, 595-9990, 595-9990. Ask about that free balance test, and be sure to tell them that Joey from News & Views sent you. Why are you over there smirking? You looking at TikTok again?
No, some people are sending me some pictures.
Pictures?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can you share with the class?
No, I cannot. All right. Not without going to the principal's office or HR.
We'll be right back. I got to see those then. I'm not HR.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, AdamsDrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News & Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228, if you want to get in on the program. It's a war against the deep state, the administrative state.
War against you, buddy.
But it's just a conspiracy.
No, it's not.
I'll have you know.
No, it's not.
That snake, Andrew Yang, tries to pretend to be a centrist, like I'm a moderate leftist. Okay. He's saying, now this is just giving fuel to millions of people's theory that the administrative state's out to get them.
They are.
Like, it's not just a theory.
Well, they're not out to
Andrew.
Get you, Joey. They're out to get your money.
Something happened.
They had a surge of power or something.
Oh. Yeah, we were about to go to some calls there. And
yeah. But yeah, they're not out for you. They don't care about you, Joey. They want you to keep making money so they can keep taking your money.
Yeah.
Then, hey, and in fact, if you pass away a little early, hey, that's benefit. They don't have to pay you that Social Security they've been collecting the whole time.
No, but don't worry. Y'all are just freaking out. You're just extremist. If you just comply and go along to get along and watch crap TV on, you know, watch some Stephen Colbert before you go to sleep, and everything will be fine.
Do not comply.
No, Eddie. Like,
do not comply.
You don't like Mike and Molly?
I do like Molly.
You do?
Yeah, Molly's pretty cool.
No, I don't know what's happened to me in the sense that I try to watch network sitcoms.
Oh, Joey, you have no.
And they're
not
awful.
That person, right.
They're terrible.
The first thing you have to do is really dumb yourself down before you start watching.
Yeah, I need to lose 20 IQ points before I watch that crap.
Well, just by watching 1 half-hour show, you will lose a minimum.
Like the sitcoms I like that were on network TV, I like because I watched them when I was a kid.
Friends?
Yeah. I watched Friends.
That's because you like Rachel.
No, actually, when I was a kid, like 13, 14,
yeah.
I hated the girls. Like, I wanted all the Joey and Chandler scenes I could get because they were hilarious. I'm like, the women aren't funny. That's what I...
They're not there because they're funny, Joey.
No, actually, when I've gone back and watched that crap as an adult, I'm like, okay, the women are funny. But when I was a young, like, lad,
yeah,
just, you know, had this drop, I was like, get the girls out and bring back Joey and Chandler and the duck and something, like, you know.
Because that was your dream.
But I was a kid. Like, if I had to sit and watch this stuff now, I'm a little like, even if I go watch for, you know, reminiscing's sake, something old I used to like as a kid, I'm like, this
doesn't
really...
What about I Dream of Genie or some Leave It to Beaver?
I can still really old school stuff.
I can still watch them and not get near as ill, but I do watch some early 90s stuff. And
well, it's hard to beat Andy Griffith.
Oh, I love some Andy.
Or especially
Andy?
Matlock.
I'm not a big Matlock fan.
You're not a big fan?
No.
Matlock?
I'm not a big Matlock fan. Just, I haven't reached that age yet.
No, but Andy Griffith had a lot of good lessons to it.
He had a couple good movies, too.
What's the one where the hobo shows up and starts teaching Opie about living a carefree life? He's not a bad guy. He's a good hobo.
Sure, he's a good guy.
The whole point of that is kids are impressionable.
Right.
So I'm going to ask you to please get out of here, sir.
Yep. And he tells pretty much Opie that.
Yeah.
That you're going to have to listen to me until you become an adult on your own.
Right. And then you can go live carefree, be the prodigal son if you like.
That's
so,
right.
Now, that's a good, there's some old shows that hold up. But generally speaking, I'm in this mood where I'm like, man, it's not just the politics. It's like the official, like, corporate culture at large.
Yes.
Like, the only thing I maybe will watch that's mass-consumed is sports, like football in particular. I don't watch too much else.
I don't know if
I'm very excited for football season to come back. Thank God.
Me too. Me too. I don't know if you've noticed, though, and this is something that's happened more and more over the last couple of years, a lot of more forced situations in sitcoms, whereas before, either you didn't notice them or it seemed more natural or whatever, but now a lot of that stuff is just forced, and I'm not a fan of it because I know what they're doing. I know what they're doing. That really bugs me.
Well, and plus, there's so much other content out there that isn't network TV.
Yes.
And there's plenty of great stuff being made, plenty of great storytelling. Just the old guard that used to run everything, and they were the only option in town. And, you know, it's not like there are untalented people, but it's just not cutting it. And you start to see the agenda shot through, and like it just turns me off to that stuff. For the break, let's go to Rob. Hey, Rob.
Hey, you guys. Just basically calling in. I'm glad you mentioned your Catholic training or whatnot, however you want to refer to it. But I'm reminded of a part of the Bible that about the prophet Eli and his sons who were basically committing all kinds of sin in the church. And God told Eli, hey, these are your kids. You need to do something about them. You need to teach your children what's right. And I'm thinking about that in today's terms. Is God happy with what children are being taught by the government? And I think no. I think that God wants the fathers and mothers to teach the children the right way, not necessarily the legal way, but the natural way. Even if they're not godly people or right, you know, religious, you know, biology and physics and things work in a certain way. You don't just reconstruct biology to suit your taste at the moment.
Yeah, you can use your mind to glean what's right and wrong in a practical sense, in an empirical sense, and in a moral sense. And that's what you're called to do with that brain of yours.
Yeah, And even if your children don't follow, as long as you try to teach them, they're pleasing God. But if you